Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Office Orphan getting more followers. It was up to 32 during that break. Probably more now.
Piling on.
Yeah. I loved it. I got on his Twitter page, the Office Orphan. I do love how he called it. The picture on the Twitter page is just a cluttered up office. But I look to see who he's following. Or Nick Allen, Dr. Mina, Who's Taller, Len Dog, TNT Scoreboard, TNT Last Night, TNT in the Morning, TNT Tapes, Pharma Puss, and the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. So he's a loyal orphan, you know.
See his profile picture, that kid sleeping under the desk.
Is there a kid in there? Oh. Oh, it's there. You're right. Yeah. Follow the Office Orphan. At Office Orphan. All right.
Yeah, you pay attention to him, so we don't have to.
Yeah,
that kid looks like he's finding somewhere to shower. That's that good. He's resourceful.
Yeah, very fun.
I have a feeling TNT Scoreboard, Who's Taller, TNT Last Night, In the Morning, TNT Tapes, and Farm of Puss are all the same guy.
I think so, too.
No, I think TNT Scoreboard, TNT, and Who's Taller are two different guys because they've been fighting over posting Who's Taller a lot. They separately post them sometimes, you know. There'll be a fight between some.
They could be separate personalities inside the same brain.
I like TNT. I like them all. I mean, if you're a fan site, you know, we love you, man.
I wonder who's taller between those people that run the accounts.
You don't do that.
Don't go down that road, Nick.
What's up, Craig?
Wow. Let's play Who's Taller.
All right.
It's Bob Seger's birthday today.
Bob.
He's tall.
Yeah, he's about 6'1".
Could use a few pounds.
Yeah. You stood there, like a rock, man. You're right.
I love that.
Points,
I do.
Points way up high.
Yeah.
That's on her, by the way.
And it's also Tom Bergeron's birthday.
He's not tall.
No. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Craig wouldn't do this if it was a 4-inch blowout. He doesn't do those much.
Tom Bergeron.
And Nick's only one
it occurred to me as I was putting this together,
right?
Yeah, there's been a couple embarrassing.
You lost
losses.
A 6-inch blowout, right?
It occurs to me as I saw that it was Tom Bergeron's birthday today. Who would be a better host of Jeopardy?
Bergeron.
Oh yeah, he's good.
He was good.
He's a good host.
He's got nothing going on.
No.
They lopped him off dancing.
Right.
And he is a host.
I think he saved his cash, but he'd be great. Yeah.
He'd be good.
Now, yeah, he might not want to do it.
Well, I know when he lives back east, and he would fly out for dancing every week. I remember reading an article about that guy. So that was kind of a grind for
him. He's not an L.A. guy.
No, he lives back east.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to do that for
it's 47
Jeopardy.
Days, right? Yeah. Well, if you just watch
hang
ESPN,
out for a couple months.
It's just ESPN is still on this. It's Rodgers if he wants it. And, they haven't asked anybody.
That's ridiculous.
Such in a myopic bubble.
That's ridiculous. Who's taller, Bob Seger or Tom Bergeron?
Bob Seger.
You're sucking a sandwich.
Seger.
It's got to be Seger.
Yeah, whatever. I'll jump on. I don't want to be the only loser.
Because he was like a rock.
Bob Seger's 5'10".
Could be close. Could be close. I thought he might have been 6.
Oh, no. Tom Bergeron, 5'9".
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Good game, though, Craig.
That was. I'm surprised that Bergeron's 5'9".
No, he looked.
I thought he was taller.
Really?
I did.
No, he looked average size.
TV's funny, you know. They shoot from different angles, make you look like you're tall.
I don't watch any of his TV shows
that
ever.
Too. That
no, but
too.
I've seen him standing on the...
Right, we've seen him. We know he exists.
Dancing with the Stars, right, yeah.
But I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. I didn't watch
And he hosted...
He was Funniest Videos.
I didn't watch Funniest Videos.
He watched that. He did that forever, yeah. And now it's...
Now it's Carlton.
Yeah. Carlton does it now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been five, six years now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah. Bergeron took over right after Saget and did it for years.
Yeah. Yeah. This says he was on from 01 to 2015.
Yeah. That's about
he
right.
did Funniest Videos.
Yeah. I think
he was on there for 15 years.
Yeah.
He was.
TV tends to make you look wider and shorter.
Oh, it totally does. Yeah.
And he did not take over right after Saget.
Oh, who was?
Saget was 89 to 97.
John Fugelsang and Daisy Fuentes?
Yep. 98-99 was John Fugelsang and Daisy Fuentes.
Oh, Fugelsang's so great on Twitter, man.
Two seasons.
Yeah.
And then Bergeron forever.
I can't remember passwords to stuff I need to log into, but I know that those two hosted America's Funniest Home Videos
for like
4 days.
Now it sounds familiar there, but Daisy Fuentes is married to Richard Marx, right?
Yes, she is.
Man, we are just running through some 6 degrees here.
No, I was talking the other day with somebody. Like, the only person that we see on TV and in real life on a regular basis would have to be Blakeman. NFL referee Cleet Blakeman.
Yeah, I'll tell you what about Cleet, because if you don't know Cleet in person, and a lot of you listeners who don't live in this area might not know him, he's thicker on TV than he is in real life.
Yeah.
And because that's a perfect example.
In real life, he looks tall and slim.
Yes.
And,
he looks a little beefier on TV.
He totally does. I mean, he looks ripped. He looks okay on TV. He looks good, but you're right. If he wasn't as thin as he is now on TV, we'd think he was bigger. Right.
We also don't see him in those tailored medium shirts.
Yeah, but he was just in here the other day. He's tall and slim.
Is it the stripes?
Might be.
Yeah.
Might be.
Stripes make you look wider?
Not vertical stripes.
Yeah, he's good. No, vertical.
It's TV, Todd. You know, you and I have done enough TV where we go, holy hell.
Well, and so,
I'm not that big, or I'm not, I've seen it over the years.
And some of those cold games, he could be wearing a lot of layers underneath, too. That could make him look a little bulkier.
No, right. I think just a normal way, when he's there, I'm not saying he's big, I'm just saying he's bigger on TV physically imposing than he is in person.
Yes.
Yes.
So in person, you think you could take him? He's not as physically imposing.
He's still taller than me.
You got a lower center of gravity, though.
I do, yeah.
That's what the producers of the Doctors
I got thinking. A couple years on them, too. Not many. A couple.
Dr. Ian and the producers of the Doctors looked at that video and said, holy hell.
Well, that was, we were Sunday morning puffy through a Zoom, so screw that. I'm glad we weren't on TV.
Sunday morning puffy through a Zoom.
That's a great song. That was a Chris Christopherson.
Sunday, Seeger right there?
Sunday morning puffy through a Zoom.
Through a Zoom.
Yeah, it's Chris Christopherson wrote that. I love that song. Sunday morning puffy. Whatever. Shut
up. Well, all the puffy from the week piled up into one day.
Shut up.
Oh, no. It took years to get this puffy. This is an ongoing.
It was alcohol puffy.
An ongoing project.
Yeah. Whatever.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Apparently there is a guy who, a New York college professor, and Ari Nagel is his name.
All right.
He's 44. He's also known as the Sperminator.
Oh.
He was on the Dr. Oz show recently. He's also gotten some other pub. Ari is a sperm donor who has fathered 78 kids, currently has 13 women pregnant. Dr. Oz asked about his motivation for helping women have babies. He said, maybe I'm not good at saying no.
Is he, a lot of times when people look for sperm donors, they look for somebody that's, you know, a guy was well-educated, good genes, that kind of stuff. So what's he look like, and is he well-educated? And
yeah.
if they're all choosing this guy, he can't be just some schlub just going, hey, I'm back, right, you know.
And I'm guessing he doesn't get to do all these the old-fashioned way, right?
Well, some of them he did, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, R-E-A-R-I-N-A-G-E-L.
All right.
You can put a picture up of him. He's 44 now. He was asked about his motivation, said he's not good at saying no. He says he does have a great life, even if he struggles financially. He made news before when he used to conceive the old-fashioned way, and he would have sex with the women to help them conceive. He now delivers his sperm in a cup to them. Earlier this year, he was on a TV show in the UK. He says he's never charged any of the women for helping them grow their families. He says he does get paid with lots of hugs and kisses and a lifetime of appreciation.
Yeah, it sounds creepy.
Says he gets a lot of joy out of being a dad to so many kids, a father to so many kids.
And masturbating.
He says some of them he sees every day, some of them he's never met. It's just up to the family.
Do you think he actually says, oh, listen, I'll be the dad of your kid, but I need a photo of you so when I masturbate I can look at you?
Not aware of that.
You just said that.
You know, I think we'll look for a different father.
I don't know. I think this guy's motivation has got to be something different. He just sounds weird to me.
Now, is this guy financially on the hook for any of these kids?
No.
No, they don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you probably got to sign something.
Well, he's got 77, right?
Yeah.
He said he struggles financially.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's 78.
I mean, he's doing it for some other
78
reason.
78 right now.
But I thought if you went to like a sperm bank and made a donation, they compensated you for that.
They do.
This is not that. This is him saying, hey, I'll do this for you.
Yeah.
And people going, oh, I think I'd like that service.
Yeah.
Because he's cheap.
All right.
Can you imagine? That's a lot of kids. And if he sees a lot of them every day, you see three dozen kids a day?
And you're going to be disappointed in a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be disappointed in you.
Yeah.
He said the 13 women that are currently pregnant by him all got his sperm in a cup and artificially inseminated themselves. He said about a dozen of his kids were conceived the old-fashioned way. He does indeed advertise his services. He says that now that he's helping more than one woman in a month, it's very difficult to have unprotected sex while still being able to protect himself and the other women that he'd be helping that month. So he currently appears to be single, and his dating profile state that he is a 6'3" Jewish man with a graduate degree who never smokes but sometimes drinks alcohol and works out.
And masturbates.
According to the New York Post, he was actually married for many years while donating his sperm.
That means his kids might be dating each other, too. I mean, this is England?
No.
I thought you said it was on show in England. The guy. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Was his wife at the time aware that he was doing the direct deposit?
Yeah. No.
Throwing some off on the side, yeah.
She was not.
Oh. So I'm thinking likes having a lot of offspring.
Yeah, she said, has to. It's a psychological thing.
I think it's psychological.
She said she had no idea this was happening. Yeah. She ended up saying that their complicated marriage had been shaky for some time at that time, and they'd already slept in separate bedrooms.
Yeah, because he's masturbating in a cup every day and not telling me about it.
What's in all these cups on the bathroom counter?
Don't touch them.
It's not toothpaste.
Why do you keep bringing out the tube socks?
At the time, he'd said that she didn't support it, that she had always wanted him to be a regular traditional spouse. And so he says it was only June of 2019 that he was celebrating the birth of his 50th child by sperm donation, the 15th of that year. Now then, that female was a homeless 18-year-old.
What?
But when asked about her living situation, he said, I think it's a nice shelter. It's probably nicer than my apartment.
Oh, God.
He went to the baby shower and gave her a Google reading device.
Where was the baby shower?
Other mothers attended the shower as well. No idea. But she, but the mother for whom the shower was, arrived late and didn't get to meet them all. I don't get a lot of these details.
Yeah, neither.
But nevertheless, you know. Where the object of the baby shower didn't always show up late.
Where are you going, hon?
And people, with people leaving.
Yeah, that's an odd addiction.
Yeah, I think he's a freak.
He says he's so blessed to be part of so many families.
Yeah,
it's totally irresponsible.
Yeah, it is totally. Because you know what? If and what part? Because they could be all hanging out in the same area too. You know. And you,
yeah.
Then you got
inbreeding.
Yeah, you got some kid limping down the street.
Dad, are you my dad?
Quasimodo coming down.
Well, it's going to be impossible for this guy to find a girlfriend. Well, you have any kids? Yeah,
77.
79.
Yeah, yeah.
13 on the way.
Yeah. But I'm good.
Right. I don't want any of my own.
No. That'd be
they take care of all the kids.
That's too much care, yeah. He donated sperm to an 18-year-old homeless girl?
Yeah.
All right. Was that direct deposit? It sounds creepy.
No, he hasn't done that in a while.
All right.
He hasn't done that in a while.
I bet you
now, we can actually hear his voice if you want to. He was on Dr. Oz. He says that the families he helps don't look at him as just a sperm donor. He may be wrong, but nevertheless.
These children and the families that I help, they don't look at me most of the time as a sperm donor. They look at me as family. They certainly treat me as family. We do family vacations together. We're getting together for birthday parties and special occasions. There's a Facebook group of the moms. It's private, but there's over 60 moms in the group out of the 77, and they all keep in touch with each other, and some of them talk to each other every single day. Some of my kids get together every single day.
He's on that Facebook group, and he's going, "How you doing? Want another one?"
It's about attention?
Yeah, that's what it, I don't know what that is. And then the 60 moms, come on. All with the same dad? Talk about the competition there, you know?
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind, a lot of these people are need this donor because they are already a couple and they want a kid and they can't afford to go through the traditional ways. A lot of times, perhaps they are a lesbian couple, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you'd think you'd find somebody that doesn't have 77, somebody else that's just as attractive that you want sperm wise. It could be just he has one, that'd be mine, you know?
Yeah, but I think
like David Crosby had two.
But I wonder if the way that it actually works out in reality, the way that it happens, is that a couple decides or a person decides that they want a child and then they decide that they can't afford it.
Right.
Then they realize that there are these people out there who will give you their sperm for nothing. And so they just look into it. Hey, I'll take that one.
Would you do that?
Give it or take it?
Okay, well, yes.
We know you'll take it.
The answer to that is yes. Yeah, I know the first one. I know the answer to the second one, right, Nick? That was the second part I already knew. I would think if I was single and asked, because obviously if I was, because you got, you and I are still fertile, so we could do that, Craig.
Oh, that's right.
But let's just say you and Nick and Todd are fertile. And you knew somebody really well, and they sat down with you and your wife, because we're all married, too. I'd like your husband to be my sperm donor. That's all Bush just walked into that. That's all we hear if you brought some proof from Omaha Tap House. Let's just assume our wives would say that's fine. Would you do that?
Not up to us.
No, it is up to you. You make the decision.
Right.
Your wife says it's fine. If you want to donate to help this couple have kids, or this lesbian couple or straight couple have kids, and they want your sperm, I don't know what for.
So do you?
I'd be like, I've got to be the last option here.
I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that changes your decision, because if they're coming to me, I assume that everybody else has said no.
Right, right, right.
Well, why wouldn't you?
I remember distinctly.
It would be the same as like giving blood. Why wouldn't you?
Well, because there are potential issues.
Yeah, there are issues. There are issues.
Like potential issues, right. Because it has to be. It would have to be someone that you would trust, not to flip on a dime and all of a sudden say, you know what? I think I do need some support here. Because those things haven't all been worked out legally.
They haven't. And people have actually lost those things, too. But I'm also thinking that knowing that one of your blood is out there and you don't have nothing to say either. That might be a weird thing, too, because you don't have anything to say.
Wouldn't it be another sibling for your kids?
Yeah. No, but I'm just saying, say it's a married couple. That guy's the dad. That guy's the mom. They don't want you involved at all.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's the way I grew up.
That's true.
Yeah.
For a different sense for different reasons, right. But at the same time, right. My biological parents had absolutely no say in my upbringing.
Well, then I guess you just ask if it's being deposited the old-fashioned way.
You know, when Ryder was little, he was like 7 or 8, and we used to know a lesbian couple. And at my re-up, I remember this story distinctly. At the re-up wedding we had, because he was this little cute 8-year-old kid, you know. And he was running around, and they were saying, "We want one of those." And I go, "Well, you know, you get one." You know what I'm talking about. It was a great deal.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They're not.
I thought you were just going to offer to sell him. Well, make
no,
me an offer.
No, it was this bit, you know.
No, we can make another one.
Yeah, I can make one of those for you. It was funny. They laughed, and, you know. And I wasn't taken up. Yeah. And I don't even think they're together anymore.
No, I don't think so, no.
No,
no. Yeah, I don't know. And if you did agree to do that, I definitely wouldn't agree to do that 79 times.
No.
But if you did agree to do that, there's got to be a lawyer you can get with and sign something pretty ironclad that you're not on the hook for anything.
Yeah, you have to get that down, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Well, you kind of did that yourself, Todd. You donated sperm in Minnesota and just left.
Well, it's totally different. And by the way, I'm not the only guy who's done that.
Oh, I know you're not. There's a ton of guys did that. Craig's dad did that. His biological dad did
Biological.
Yeah, he left sperm. And he left it in his mom and then bolted.
Yeah, well, so does she.
Yeah. That's right. She gave you away and bolted too.
So did she.
You know, he might be on to something. I'm going to try that too.
They both bolted.
I'm going to run away from this kid too.
They both discharged
a few months
bounced.
Later, but
if you don't want him, I don't either, so I'm giving him away. That was their conversation.
He doesn't seem that lovable.
But they kept the wrong kid. Well, the old man kept the wrong kid.
Yeah.
His Craig's brother died. Yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was a good guy.
Sure he was.
Yeah,
too bad you never got to know him.
They still chose wrong.
Yeah, they did choose wrong.
Well,
no, not really. No, that was his actual kid with his wife.
Yeah.
The dad was having an affair.
All right. I was the affair baby.
Yeah, Craig was a love child. That's all you ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're going to keep one, you got to make an independent decision.
Because your brother.
You learned to hate the word, man.
Or half brother was born a month later, right?
No, he was born in the same month.
Okay.
The exact same month.
That's why.
Same year.
Once again, the old man had to be sweating that out. He knocks up his mistress and his wife, and he knows they're both due at the same time. God, I wish we'd know more details about that, like hardcore family details, but they don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah, but
so.
Think about the game.
They're all dead.
Yeah, but there's some people that know.
And hate me for it.
Yeah, because I guess there's a brother
it's
of that
the baby's
dude.
Fault.
Those two that are dead, your biological parents have siblings that know the whole
they
story.
They have siblings and they have children.
And they know the whole story. Mm.
And they have spouses.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, you do have to respect the game of the guy who had two of them going at the same time, knocked them both up at the same time.
Bare rubber, damn it.
Rode out that hellacious 9 months.
I'm glad he did, because if he didn't, Craig wouldn't be here. We never would have met Craig. So good for anonymous mistress sex.
Well, and it would have been hard for the birth dad to bring you home, the mistress's baby.
Right.
To switch out, be like, what happened to the other baby? Like, we have this one now.
We think he's better.
Yeah.
I didn't think
you'd
notice.
I've made a choice.
We have.
Yeah.
You had twins, dear.
This one's got a longer expiration date.
We forgot to tell you. This guy came out after you, then.
I got a better feeling about this kid.
All right. He's not the runt. Dr. Mina later on. Omaha Tap House, two locations in the city of Omaha. Drop some food off for us. Thank you, guys. On back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.